Hey guys, Samurai Appliance Repairman from Master Samurai Tech here. Well, thanks for hanging in there and getting to this bonus section, bonus module in the refrigeration course here at the Samurai Tech Academy. This one is on ice and water dispensers. So, why do we study these dispensers? Why bother? I mean, it seems like such an insignificant part of the whole refrigerator, right? It's just this little thing that spits out ice and water. Well, just like we learned in the last unit on ice makers, troubleshooting and repairing dispensers can be very lucrative. The fact is that customers who have refrigerators with ice makers and dispensers, they tend to be, as a whole, as a generalization, they tend to be higher value customers in terms of what they're willing to spend with you on repairs. Because, first of all, the refrigerators that have these features tend to be higher cost refrigerators, right? So your ceiling for the repair goes up too. Plus, it does require some finesse. A lot of these things are little inky, a lot of little tinky little parts in there that you have to be really paying attention to detail on them to be able to fix them correctly without doing any damage and breaking some of the little plastic linkages or electronic control linkages and things that you're going to run into. But the bottom line is you want to get into these homes that have these types of refrigerators with these features in them because it gives you a chance to do some of the other repairs on some of the other appliances that they have in them. Their dishwashers, their washers, their dryers, their range, right? So you want to be in these homes. You don't want to turn work away because, oh, I don't have the background or I don't think it's important. That is not a good reason to turn work away. So otherwise your competitor is going to get it from you. All right, so just like with the lesson on ice makers, this bonus lesson on dispensers is merely intended to familiarize you with the topic and to impart to you an appreciation of why these peripheral features and devices like dispensers are important to you and to your business. And I'm just going to show you some common and not so common dispenser repairs that what follows in this lesson here. Just some videos on some things that you will commonly run into, and maybe a couple of trick things that maybe you'll run into only once in a while, but when you do, it's golden to be able to fix them. So again, just like with ice makers, for the specifics and the troubleshooting details and the schematics and the specs and all that type of thing on these particular dispenser you're working on, you need to refer to the service manual or the current technical documents for the particular refrigerator model that you're working on. So again, there's so many different varieties of these dispensers out there. All I can do is give you like a general overview of how they work. And then once you understand how to read schematics, which and how do you apply them in your troubleshooting situation, which you learned in the fundamentals course, and we did a little bit in the refrigeration course here, but we do that a lot in the fundamentals course. If you still don't have a good handle on that, go back to the fundamentals course and we can up your game on that. But you will need to get that particular technical information for the specific dispenser that you're working on in that model. And then that will clue you in into what you need to check and do in order to repair that dispenser. So without further ado, let's get on with the lesson and see some basics on ice and water dispensers.